No intro section this time, motherfuckers. We're right back in the action, because it's final boss time! Labyrinth, part 12, the final battle, that's right. No X-Death bullshit this time, man.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, hello. I've
been working on this a lot.
Yeah, I can tell. You can, the other guy who has some kind of relationship to you said the more showers that we had before when we did this, the worse it would get.
Yeah, because
I had a number of showers.
I've had a number of showers. I've been trying to shower every day, you know, because I'm bones. Salute.
Yeah. Gotta keep them clean.
And I just keep thinking of little bits to throw in.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I really wanted to ambush you with a bit from your wife. But she got busy, so I couldn't get the bit, unfortunately. But
boo.
I did talk to you. I did surreptitiously talk to your wife about ambushing.
And you don't consider yourself friends with her.
Gary, you're genuinely asking William Hughes if he considers himself friends with your wife? No. We're acquaintances. I like her a lot.
Yeah. But you can ask for favors. I'm just trying to figure out what you define friendship as.
I think I laid it out. It's caring about the other person's problems because they're... If Liv had a problem, I would care... Problems? I would care about her problems because they would bother you.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. I keep pretty demarcated walls of where I put my care, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't waste on the wife. Understand?
I would feel very bad about it, but I would feel bad about it because of your pain.
Interesting.
Yeah, Will just, would, not the skeleton. Because fuck you, it's final boss time!
Yeah, the skeleton only cares about... just doing bad things. This whole 12-episode series has been me trying to redeem the skeleton.
Why?
And to see if I could do it.
It's been you refusing to redeem yourself.
No.
For what
I'm okay,
you
though.
Did.
No, but
no,
I'm fine.
No, you did a bad thing.
No, I did good things.
No, you did a bad thing to a little boy. Being punished.
I drew out a very obvious comparison, and the boy ceased to exist. Those two things are unrelated.
Interesting.
I cannot be held accountable for how things sound similar to other things.
Uh-oh, Gary.
Uh-oh.
The final boss is getting a little testy here. To be clear, I'm not the final boss. That'd be very anticlimactic. I don't have any magic powers. I'm a skeleton.
Yeah. I'm getting a little testy right here next to my big testy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lefty or righty?
I'm a righty.
Yeah, you got, that might just be swelling, dude.
Yeah, it's one of the ones where they botched the vasectomy on the worst, so.
Oh, botch is always a good word.
It's what you want to hear at a doctor's office or
I botched it!
Yeah, just oops, botch, or like, what a blunder. I bungled it.
Bungle's really good in that context.
Bungle's really good. Like, sorry, brother, I bungled your balls. And I'm like.
Yeah, who's me? Oh, is it Mr. Bungles? That's me.
Yeah, Dr. Widely. Who bungled my balls.
Dr. Franken.
Yep. Al Franken.
So, Gary, you were not happy with X-Death as the boss of the original Labyrinth. I remember that. You were dismissive.
I don't like thinking about X-Death. I think X-Death is stupid.
Even though he's a magical tree that all the curses got put into?
Yeah, that sucks.
And then also there was an episode of Bonfireside Chat where he talked about that with Will. As a concept that's kind of built into... Anyway, so it's been a couple of years.
Yep.
I've been saving up money, saving up my box tops.
Mm-hmm.
I got you a good one. I got you a good third-party licensed final boss that I'm very happy about.
Nice.
Do you want to take a guess who I got?
Well, can I ask if it's related to that voice I heard from before?
Could be.
Is it Mickey Mouse?
Okay, this is why I'm torturing you with a labyrinth, because you're a real piece of shit. Let's not forget sometimes that you're a real piece of shit. Is it Mickey Mouse? Because I went,
That's a Mickey Mouse voice, dude.
Doesn't sound remotely like
Mickey Mouse. That sounds exactly like Mickey Mouse.
No, if anything, it sounds more like a Goof. Are you doing a Goofy impression?
No, it doesn't sound anything like Goofy. It sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse has never been the final boss of anything except my Kingdom Hearts fan game Now I'm trying to remember if the one where you play is the Organization 13, you fight Mickey. I don't think you do.
That'd be pretty cool.
You fight Xion, the 14th member of Organization 13.
God damn it. No, that is a Mickey Mouse voice.
Okay, well,
I can't be persecuted.
And stop being a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk.
Okay, I agree. Who do you think your final boss might be if it's not X-Death and not Mickey Mouse? You've got two down, infinite to go.
Can I get another read on the voice?
I don't want to.
Well, I have nothing to go on.
I'll tell you, it's for Final Fantasy. I got a Final Fantasy boss in.
Okay. I appreciate that hint.
Sure. Just throw some guesses. I'm not going to get mad at you as long as Kafka? The guess isn't blatantly insulting. Is it Maybe do some other guesses before you say the right one.
Okay. Trying to remember who any of the bosses are from Final Fantasy IX. Is it Kujka? Kujka?
It's just Kuja.
Oh, Kuja? Is it Kuja?
Okay, so the thing with Kuja is I could get regular Kuja for the money I had, but I couldn't get Trans Kuja, yeah. Which is the final. And then obviously he's not even the final boss. Like,
no.
Necron doesn't even like have an agent. It's very hard to contact Necron.
It's very hard to care about Necron. Necron kind of comes out of nowhere.
It's symbolic of like rejecting death or some shit.
It sucks.
There's some ideas kicking around in 9 that are not expressed through the play at all.
I mean, they're really, really good. It doesn't seal the deal on that one. My other guess is going to be Golbez.
You always say Golbez, and I never have Golbez. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to get...
I just like
he's,
him.
Because he turns into a good guy, it gets very complicated. Yeah. Like, he doesn't want a final boss... It's like the thing where sometimes you think people set their cameo price so high because they don't really want to do cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though you think that, but then you end up with What's-His-Head from The Office who makes his millions of dollars on it every year.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin from The Office. Yeah. Brian Baumgartner.
Yeah.
He says he's high, but
he makes tons so much money. So, but yeah, I've noticed that before too.
Yeah. Do you want to guess Sephiroth?
Sephiroth. Is it Sephiroth?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I said
I saved some money. If I told you I saved some money for a while, would you assume that I could then buy not just a Honda, but an entire Honda showroom?
What about Dr. Hojo?
Sephiroth is the Honda showroom of Final Fantasy bosses, Gary. Get your head out of your ass.
What about Dr. Hojo? That's like a discount Sephiroth.
He's not a final boss. I could get, if you want, I can swap this out. I can go get Weiss from Dirge of Cerberus.
Oh, Weiss, huh?
I think that's the final boss of Dirge of Cerberus. I could go get Genesis from Crisis Core if you want.
I would enjoy you having to provide everything you know about Weiss.
He's got some sort of demon thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Does he play the Dirge or is it?
Yeah. I think the dirge is the whole game. The whole game is a dirge.
It is a dirge. It's a fucking IGN fucking ranked it a dirge.
Wow. still a 7 though, right?
Yeah, it's still a 7. What they mean. It's dirge out of 10. What if it's Kafka? Is it Kafka?
Gary, I got Kafka, man.
You got Kafka. That is a big get. That's like second biggest get.
The thing is, like, you know, fewer people have played 6 by now, right? Like, it's aged out of the demographic a little bit. But, so it's not, he's not getting remade constantly the way Sephiroth
is. No, but it's kind of like how, when Tarantino got, you know, stars that were beyond, like how Tarantino glommed onto Madsen. Like somebody who's formerly a big star, but still has like a lot of talent. Like, I think Kafka is still like a real classic get.
Yeah, no, I got Kevka, man. Like
that's incredible.
He's been warming up his laugh in the green room. Just okay, with a real classic.
I thought he was watching Disney Afternoon, but
you heard it. It's like a Japanese nobleman laugh, right? Dead on, a dead on Kevka laugh.
Do I have to say it's dead on to get out of the labyrinth?
No, just
okay.
But shan't. There might be a secret affection score that you're tanking.
You might be able to fill up your romance
meter.
You
want to get the fucking romance ending with me.
I thought when Kefka last said it, it was like a little like nay thing.
No, I think he's got he, right, in the game. But I think when they play the sound file, it's like a nobleman's laugh, like a Japanese nobleman's ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, it could be. I haven't played that in a while. Just going to, yeah, it's going to be work against me.
So you're ready to meet him?
Yeah, I'd love to meet him. I'm honestly a big fan.
Okay. All right. Just be cool. Like, don't be a nerd. Okay.
I'm gonna try not to.
Like,
I am really
what's
nervous.
Your, what's like, your standard thing for like meeting a celebrity? What is your go-to? What's your attitude?
I try it. Well, this has evolved a lot because I used to be really bad about it. Sure. So now I just kind of be like, hey, I don't want to bug you that much. I just want to say I'm a big fan. I really like your work.
Sure. That's good. Like, do you still have to fight the urge to be memorable?
Oh,
or to get a laugh.
It depends on what they do. If they say thank you very much, then I'm free and they're free. And I feel like we both won. That's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
If they offer anything, then I'm in the fucking pit and I have to, then I'm going to a mode of like feeling like I need to say something interesting or funny or relevant. I'll usually start by trying to be specific. I'll be like, yeah, you know, I really made me think of this. And that is a good time to get shut down because I'll be like, you know, I was wondering that your work on this made me think of this. And they'll be like, that's really interesting. I don't think of that at all. And then I go to, then I die. Goodbye. Then I go and to then, hell. And
then, yeah, yeah. You go to hell. You die. You go to hell.
Yeah.
Interviewing people, it's very hard to be like, hey, by the way, I really like what you do. And I wish you were my friend.
Yes. That second part is implied a lot of the time, but you don't want it to be implied.
Like talking to Sam Reich of Dropout, and there's a running joke where people ask him where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And having to resist opening with that was a difficulty.
Yeah.
As a professional human being, talking to this quite busy person for professional reasons.
Yeah, not his friend. Not that the kind of people usually make that joke. Yeah. Not even an acquaintance. Like
a professional contact.
Yeah, just a contact.
With PR people on the line.
Yeah, being listened to. Yeah.
Yep.
Big brother.
Okay, so all right, I'm bringing him. I'll bring him over.
Okay.
I hope your heart's in the right place. That's like a classic Kefka line. Wow, that's really cool.
Hello, sir.
They're paying me a big bag of diamonds to be here.
Oh, fantastic. You deserve every carat.
I'm going to club you. I hope that suits you.
You're going to club me.
Just going to call a spade a spade.
Oh my God.
Gary, what's up?
Did you accidentally get the... Final Fantasy the trading card game, Kefka?
No, definitely not that. Gary, is this not Kefka? It's a clown. It's a floating clown.
It is a floating clown, but there's just a surprising number of... Well, they're talking...
When it comes to sexualities, I'm straight, but when it comes to colors, I'm flush.
Oh no, it's the Balatro clown.
What is Balatro?
You thought you were getting Kefka, but you actually got Jim.
Gary, what is this? Did this come out in your... Okay, so technically I think this did come out before the first Labyrinth episodes, but when I was writing this, I didn't realize that, so... Gary, is this a game you played in your Tulpa? In your Tulpa dreams?
My Tulpa dream did play that, yes.
So... This is a clown named Jimbo from Balatro?
Yeah, I think so.
Or did you say Balatro?
I say Balatro.
Okay, I've never heard of it, but I've always said Balatro.
I actually say
awkward.
Them both. I just said that with tons of confidence, but I just go back and forth depending on nothing.
Gary, you're saying I didn't hire fucking Kefka from Final Fantasy VI, and I instead hired a tulpa of Jimbo from Balatro to be your final boss?
I think you got scammed. I think it's not your fault. I think were you on like Temu? Like
I was
AliExpress?
On, yeah, I get all my stuff on Temu. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's
on Temu Cameo.
Tour. Yeah,
where everyone's just a little uglier.
Yeah, Temu Cameo is a really funny idea.
Yeah,
Searching impressionist on Cameo is very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you get some weird shit?
Okay. Well, Gary, so the good news is this guy is probably easier to beat. The bad news I'm suddenly realizing is the fact that it's a tulpa means I'm stuck in here with you. That's the rules of tulpas.
Yeah. It is known.
And also we have to fight Balatro style.
Okay.
One moment.
Unlike Gengum
sending
style.
Links. Sending which links.
Okay, I'm waiting. I used to fight Gungum style because of last episode, but now.
Yeah, great. Really funny.
Really Balatro style. Yeah.
Gundam okay, style. Gary, I've sent you the...
Okay.
Just go ahead. I couldn't send any of you this beforehand because it would ruin the joke.
Of course.
So draw a 5-card hand, draw poker.
Okay. Ooh, enable sound effects. Yes.
Yeah. No, there's some sound effects. Okay, Gary, we're going to have to work together to defeat this fucking clown as our final boss. Jesus. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I do some clubbing of you. You already said that one. God damn it. Come up with more jokes.
I hate to tell you this. I have to go through some stuff to allow this website on my through my ad blocker.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I just reloaded. It seems to have worked.
Okay.
We'll
what? So, okay. So I've got a 9 of 4 and a king of diamonds, a king of spades, and a 2 of spades. What do you have? We can combine to make hands.
Okay. I've got a 4, an ace of spades, a 4 of hearts, ace of spades, jack of spades, 6 of diamonds, 7 of hearts.
Wait, you made a 7-card? All right. You must have had more upgrades.
No. I didn't make a 7-card. A 7 of hearts.
Oh, so, okay. I'm sorry. So well, we're how many cards do you have in front of you?
I have 5 cards in front of me.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't. I wasn't listening.
Well, that'd do it. We're pretty close to a straight.
Don't get mad at me. I wasn't expecting to be part of the final boss fight.
Oh, that's okay. Can you repeat your cards? We're close to a straight. I know we have 2 fours.
I have a 9-4, 2 kings, and a 2.
Ah, boo.
Sorry. Fuck you, asshole.
Okay. Did I ever told you that you're very sensitive, skeleton of Casey Kasem?
Yeah, I'm bones, dude, and all you can do is feel things.
You're very sensitive.
I know that's the opposite of what I said before, but it changes to suit my needs.
Yeah, I understand.
And my need is to be aggrieved.
Can we discard? Do we have discards?
Like, what do we have? Right now we have what, 2 pair?
We have 2 pair, I think, which is not bad.
All right, I'm going to... Can I discard? I don't think we can... We have to redeal the whole thing. I don't think we have discard. I think we have to just make our best hand from this, which I think is that 2 pair. I've got 3 diamonds. Do you have any diamonds?
I've got 1 diamond.
That's not enough, Gary.
I know.
How many spades do you have?
I have 2 spades.
That's also not enough. I have 2 spades. We really... all right, 2 pair.
Two pair.
Let's
we got to send
fire.
It.
Okay. All right, we've got to go. We got to hit him again, man. He's on the rock. Oh, wait, he's casting flare? Shit.
Oh, fuck.
Dodge.
Dodge. I dodge. My evade is really high.
Oh, good.
My magic
evade. You're like Sans Undertale.
Yes. You know what? In many ways, I'm exactly like Sans Undertale.
You're a lot like...
I'm Sans Underrail.
I can...
I used to be, but now I actually have it.
So tired.
So what?
I'm so fucking tired.
You're tired?
Of you.
Yeah. I still got like a half hour or so to try to win you.
Deal cards again. There's the sound effects.
There's that sound effect. That time it was big. It's loading. It might still be mad at me because I didn't allow it.
It's also taking a long time to load on. I really looked around for places that would randomly generate poker hands.
It's really weird.
I found a really good one.
This one is, it's still thinking.
I'm getting some of the same ads I was getting on the Zork page, so.
I think mine is probably struggling because, I scrolled down a bunch and then that fixed it.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And then it says it wants me to reload, so I'm going to click. I can't click not now. Oh, yeah,
I
it just takes a minute. Okay.
This to be the problem.
I wasn't either. But I've got 4 of clubs, 10 of diamonds, 4 of hearts, ace of hearts, 8 of hearts. So I got 3 hearts going, and I got 2 fours going.
Okay, Gary, we have a flush and a full house, because I've got a 2, ace, 4, 7, 10, and I've got 3 hearts.
Full house is better damage.
Okay, have you been leveling up full house? I've never played Ballad Electro, so I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, since this is the big leagues, I haven't been doing a flush build. Those are kind of beginner. That's early game. We've been doing a full house build.
All right, let's fire it off.
Yes, pretty good.
You make the sound effects for what a full house sounds like as an attack.
God, how does it go?
Well, that's every where I step pulled. You take.
Thank you. That's what I was going to do. God damn it, I hate me. Every step you take, but God fucking, okay.
I'll be watching you. It's a rare condition in this day and age to read any good news in the newspaper page. That's Family Matters.
Oh, okay.
Lucky there's a family. Lucky there's a man who positively. Gary, can you do the wife from Family Guy?
Sure. Peter!
All right, can you do a Peter Griffin now?
Yeah, Lois.
C+.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Better than Lois.
Yeah, well, it got worse that way.
Hey, Lois. Hey, Lois, it's me, Peter Griffin. Hello.
Hey, hey, Brian. Hey, Peter Griffin. Now, see, that turns into Lois. It's.
Hey, Peter.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
That was my dog.
I'm in a wheelchair. Yeah,
that wasn't me trying to Warburton. That was me trying to do the dog.
No, I thought it was not a bad dog, though.
It was pretty.
He does kind of talk like this. He mumbles. He's like a Warburton who mumbles a little bit more. Quiggity.
Do you have a Ted?
Oh, is that from American Dad?
No, from Ted, from the teddy bear Ted.
Oh, the teddy bear. Isn't he just like, I love to fuck.
It's just
crack cocaine.
It is literally Seth MacFarlane not bothering with a voice.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm Seth MacFarlane. Give me some crack cocaine.
Why some crack cocaine?
Because isn't the monster from Ted like the whole thing is he's a bear?
He's not a monster. He's a teddy bear that came to life because a child made a wish.
But he like jerks off and like.
Of course he jerks off.
Yeah. So it's just like that's why he wants crack cocaine because he's really into the vices. No, of course I jerk off. Of course I'm jerking off right now. He's into vices though.
Like, all right, we did. Oh, we've knocked down. Let's see how much time is left on the clock. All right, yeah, we've knocked down about a third of his health bar.
Pretty good.
Oh shit.
Uh-oh.
Gary.
Second
there's
phase.
There's a bad thing about tulpas, man.
What's that?
Retcon quarter of the health bar, by the way. I forgot I had an extra phase. They mutate.
Oh.
And they mutate based off of like things that are around them in the environment. Okay. So shit. Oh no. Oh Jesus Christ, he's getting bigger. He's growing wings. His skin is growing black and scaly. Oh my God, Gary, he got into the fucking magic cards.
Oh,
he got into
no.
the everything to go Gary magic cards, and now it's Nicol Jimbolus.
No, not Nicol Jimbolus.
Yeah, that's a big shame. This one's going to take a little bit of setup, bud. Just going to tell you right now.
He's going to make us discard 7 cards if he hits us.
So, just sending you a link. And then I have to send you a thing that I don't want you to look at. I just want you to paste it into the thing I just gave you.
Okay.
I couldn't think of a more elegant way to do this.
Oh,
just
okay.
Take all that and paste it in.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Sure, it's just a big list of magic cards that I randomly generated.
Yeah.
And now just go ahead and shuffle and deal once that's...
Okay, put those in there and hit and shuffle and deal.
God damn it, I guess I did put 20 of every land and then 20 of a bunch of other cards, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised I didn't get any lands.
I got one, but we had to have a long discussion about mana curve.
Look, Gary, I wasn't trying to mana curve. I was just trying to get a lot of cards in here.
You did that. Okay, so between the two of us, you have no lands.
I have Black Lotus.
Oh, you have Black Lotus?
Yeah, oh, there's 20 Black Lotuses in this deck,
okay,
man.
Okay, I didn't get any Black Lotuses. Okay, now we can get up
this,
to it.
Let me... This, like, 400-card deck or something that I've generated?
Yeah. Let me see what we have.
Is Tainted Sigil good, Gary?
I don't know. I can only know the cards I have in front of me now. Here.
It's...
Well, okay, so we have 4 mana total, because I have an island.
Sigils corrupted by outsiders do not lose their power, only their purity.
What does it
That's
do?
That's helpful. I just told you.
Okay. We could cast the Death Baron. I've got a Death Baron.
Is that good? What's his deal?
He's a 2/2 creature.
How fuckable is he?
Well, here's the thing. Check this out. He gives other skeletons what? In control.
Oh!
And zombies.
You don't control me, motherfucker.
Well, and other zombies you control. Shit. Okay, you're right. But if you let me control you, you get +1/+1 in Death Touch.
Oh, man. This guy's really fuckable.
Yeah. Do you want me to... All you have to do is submit.
I mean, Gary, we should probably... Everything to Golgari the card a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The Death Baron? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really cool-looking drawing of a hazy skeleton man with 2 horns. Is that how I read this?
Yeah. This is a painting by Nils Ham.
Yeah. Nils Ham. Used to just be good ham. Now it's good artist. For the Necromancer Barons, this is so far away from me. I need to... For the Necromancer Barons.
Yeah, I had to load it up in Scryfall.
Killing and recruitment are one and the same.
That's pretty badass.
It's a cool thing to say. It doesn't really match the flavor of the card, but...
Oh, he's a Necromancer Baron.
But I mean, in terms of what the card
is... Oh, but he's not killing things and turning them into skeletons.
No, he's just powering up the things you already have.
Yeah. So skeletons you control and other zombies you control get +1/+1 and have Death Touch.
Yeah.
He's a creature, zombie wizard.
Yeah. So sadly, it's other zombies. He doesn't benefit from this.
Is this a bad card? This feels like a lot for a lot of mana for a 2/2.
It is a bad rate for stats, but if you're building around it, if you do a zombie deck or a skeleton deck, this is just perfectly fine. But you'd have to give me yourself. So it's if you're not willing to do that.
Let me see what I... Okay, Gary, let me just see. How are we feeling about Tainted Sigil?
I got to look it up.
Gain life equal to the total life lost by all players this turn if you sacrifice Tainted Sigil.
Oh, nobody's lost any life yet.
Well, fuck me, I guess. Go shit yourself.
Do you have anything that you can do with 4? Because I have an island we can combine.
Reckless Spite.
I've got a Reckless Spite as well, but there's no creatures on the board yet.
Ragefire Hellkite. That's 6 mana. I'm not going to get that out now. Command Tower. There's a land.
Okay, well, that is a
add land, 1 mana of any color in your commander's color identity.
Oh, we forgot to pick a commander.
Hold on. It has a quote from Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. on it. Of course the Triskelion's a big, gaudy target, and anyone who's confident enough to think about taking it out is someone we want on our radar.
It's perfect Nick Fury impersonation.
That's what he sounded like before they brought Samuel L. Jackson in.
He did have a really dorky voice.
He was a boring white guy for 60 years, and then fucking Mark Miller.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, what if he wasn't a boring white guy?
What if he was cool?
We could play that.
That's so irritating. Just thinking about Mark Miller casting Samuel L. Jackson, like straight up saying Samuel L. Jackson would play me in the movie, and then getting that Samuel L. Jackson is great as Nick Fury in most things.
It's a real Planescape kind of thing. Like, he really fucking manifested that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, I'd like that you don't say The Secret. You say a real Planescape thing.
Yeah. I got Planescape on the brain, and it's better.
You cool guy.
I am cool.
I got Demon Wall.
What's Demon Wall? That might be useful.
It's a defender with menace. As long as this creature has a counter on it, it can attack as though it didn't have defender.
What type is it? Artifact creature, Demon Wall.
Artifact creature.
Okay, and it has a counter it can attack. Okay.
And you can do 5? A lot of mana to put counters on this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was trying to think, because, check this out, though. We can almost do it. This year, or this turn, if we get 1 more land, if we draw a land after this, I can animate this thing.
All right, so I'm playing Command Tower.
No, I'm going to play Island. We can only play one land per turn.
Only one of us can play it. Okay. I didn't know the rules of the game, Gary.
It's okay. If we have the same. And then don't play your Black Lotus yet.
Gary, is this what Commander is? Is people making up a hand from the thing and then saying to each other what they're doing without actually clicking any buttons?
No.
Is this what playing Commander is?
No, it's not, you know, not as far as I know.
I hunger for cards.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's getting mad. He's getting mad at us. Well, to be fair, we dicked around a lot.
We have to. I mean, there's at some point a magic judge is going to come over here and yell at us, and that's not unembarrassing. No.
Gary, luckily, I don't think Final Fantasy Tactics Advance is in the mix here.
But. Yeah, those judges, but these judges are, we're in a magic tournament. It's one of those things where, like, you don't want to make the stereotype about nerds smelling bad, but then you read all of the actual, like, rules by text and bylaws about hygiene.
Yeah. No nose for me. No nose.
You're lucky this time. Nicole Bolas actually smells good. It's kind of like a charcoal, like, man soap.
To be clear, though, this is Nick or Jim Bolas.
Yes. Nick or Jim Bolas smells pretty good. He's kind of like a clowny version of a charcoal man soap.
A clowny version of a charcoal man soap is like my killing phrase. That's great.
Oh.
All right. What are we playing?
I think we just play an island this turn.
Okay. Can you only play an island and then not another card?
I don't have anything that costs just one mana. You could play the Black Lotus, but putting it on the field now.
I have Fireblade Charger. Can I play Fireblade Charger?
What's Fireblade Charger?
It uses red mana, so probably not with the island.
Well, okay. So here, that does change things, though. Here's what you're going to do.
This sucks.
Why
did I think this would be fun for me?
It takes one mana?
Yeah, it's red.
Okay. We'll lay down Black Lotus.
Okay.
Okay. Tap and sacrifice it for... Oh, no, it has to be all the same mana. Okay.
Yeah, of any one color to your mana pool. Yeah. This never sucks. Mind, then. I made this shitty for myself. This sucks.
Yeah, you did. Never mind, then. Just that we don't play that. Can't play it.
I won't.
Nope. End of turn. Sadly, we
just couldn't... Okay. Nicol Jimbolas... casts Big Blind. You're big blinded.
Oh, no. I can't see. I got little sunglasses on.
All right, let's draw a card.
Okay, I do have my eyes closed. I feel like that's within...
I got Beryl and Kerry Zev. Okay. Oh, there's so many words on this card, Gary. Why did I put this one in here?
I got the Lumen Class Frigate. That's going to be a problem for later.
Why? For who?
Us. All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I played my island. I don't have a way to get rid of it.
Why do you want to get rid of your island?
Well, because it's not in my hand anymore.
Just pretend it's not there. Isn't an actual thing that plays magic. It's just a hand generator.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's for people testing out their as
card
fan.
Drawing stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Now...
Magic's
wall,
so boring, Gary.
It's okay. I have animated artifact for one.
Can I put down my command tower now?
Yes. It won't do anything because we don't have a commander. We choose that before the game.
Okay. I feel like you're being the commander right now, and your colors are shitty and loud.
Yeah, I'm not that loud. I am going to, we have access to four mana still. Has to be the same color.
Yeah, well, we didn't pull any lands, so.
And I don't know what's in your hand. I just know about that one red thing.
I've said them all, man. Pay attention.
I'm not writing things down. I don't do that.
Sigils corrupted by outsiders do not lose their power, only their purity.
Yep, Fireblade Charger as well.
Well, the good news is that sound wasn't the volcano erupting.
It does seem like good news.
Down in Flames isn't a destination, but a journey.
Okay.
The next one doesn't have any flavor text. The end is justified in being mean, or something like that. And then no more flavor text except the Nick Fury quote I don't want to read again.
Yeah. What is that?
Were you asking for the flavor text on the cards?
No.
Shit.
Yeah. No. Okay.
I got Beryl and Kerry Zev. First strike,
comma, menace. Whenever you cast your first instant or sorcery spell each turn, you may cast a spell with lesser mana value that shares a card type with it from your hand without paying its mana cost. If you don't, create First Mate Ragavan, a legendary 2/1 red monkey pirate creature token.
Oh, that's a great card.
It's haste until end of turn 2/4. What the fuck is this game, dude? Why do you like this?
That is that we should cast that.
Okay, all right. So it costs one untyped, one blue, and one red. So I'll have to Black Lotus to get the
yep. The extra and you can do the Black Lotus as red. I have a blue.
Yep.
And then so that leaves us
with. We could also play my Fireblade Charger.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, because we have some extra red.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
All right. But Barrel and Carry Zev are out, and Fireblade Charger is out.
Do any of those have haste?
No.
Okay.
Barrel and Carry Zev have First Strike.
Okay. Well, hopefully next turn.
As long as Fireblade Charger is equipped, it has haste, but it's not equipped.
No, I don't have anything to equip it yet. Okay, I think that's it for our
turn. Could I equip it with the Tainted Sigil?
No. Not an equipment. I don't think.
Okay. Nope. Yeah. All right.
Okay, pass.
No. Okay. Nicol Jimbolis breathes excruciating fire on you.
Ow. Next for how much turn. Damage?
For 4 life.
Oof. Okay. I am 1/5 dead.
I pulled the Death Baron. What a sexy fucker.
You're
Death doing Baron, a lot of seeing while under the effects of Big Blind, by the way.
That is true. I kind of forgot about that because I got wrapped up in the game.
You got so into it. I got so into it.
We only have one land that can cast anything. So I think we just have to attack with our guys.
We're really at 37. Okay, yeah. All right, so... Yeah. We have the one blue mana, but we have, like, no spell. I don't think I put a lot of spells in here. I literally just generated random cards.
We really just got to draw more Black Lotuses.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be good. But we can attack now, at least.
We can also just sell these Black Lotuses and just get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, shit. Do you have...
I've been getting a lot of barbecue sauce on this one, though.
Okay, well, that's going to be tricky, but it's still
I've been eating all this barbecue, and it's on all my cards.
It's worth enough that it's still going to be worth something, though. The thing with the Black Lotus.
How bad would you have to fuck up a Black Lotus to make it worthless?
Tear it up, like, basically. I feel like if it's intact at all, like, it's worth a little bit of money for people.
Even with this much Mr. Stubbs barbecue sauce on it?
It's not going to be worth very much, but somebody would buy it just to have
it. Okay. All right, so we attack for 3. We have creatures that hit for 3 out right now.
Yeah. And then also that one person does something with Ragavan. Did it make a Ragavan?
That's whenever you cast your first instant or sorcery spell.
Oh, shit. Turn. Okay. Well, that's going to be tricky. I have none. I do have an instant. But
Ragavan, a legendary 2/1 red monkey pirate creature token. Get fucked.
We want a Ragavan. Okay, we did 3 damage.
Oh, 3 damage. Oh, it looks like he's almost ready to change phases and could change phases now if we want to.
Let's try it. Let's draw one more.
Okay.
I want to get a Black Lotus.
Okay, he...
God damn it. Yeah, oh, I got a Martin, rakes though.
He rakes you with his... I pulled fucking Barrel and Carry Zev again.
Oh, the... he rakes me with what?
His rake.
Oh, I'm Leafs.
You're Leafsing?
I've got a mountain, so that just gives us one blue and one red. Not a whole lot we can do with this.
Oh, I can almost play another Barrel and Carry Zev.
I know, that'd be pretty sick. Unless it's legendary. I think it's legendary.
It is legendary. Is that a fucking rule? This game.
Okay, well, I think we just attack. We can really finish him off.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you hit him. He goes below half health.
Yes.
Amazing. Barrel and Carry Zev do some kind of jump.
I love them.
Have you looked at them? They're not that cool looking.
We could have had Arcbound Ravager.
Hold on. Let's look closer at Barrel and Carry Zev. Are they boyfriend and girlfriend, do you think?
Barrel and Carol Zev.
Yeah, they don't have a... They're like pirates. They're from March of the Machine.
Okay. It feels recent to me, but it's like 2022, so it's not recent. That's just my bad brain.
Yeah.
We did it.
Oh, okay. He starts mutating again. He's, yeah. Oh my god. Gary. Oh shit, Gary.
Oh, there can't be a third phase.
The magic cards were like in my, that was in like my folder for the labyrinth. So that made, but I think he's starting to break out of my partition. Oh god, no, Gary. Gary, look.
Uh-oh.
His eyebrows. They're getting so serious.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god. And on his dragon back, kind of underneath the grease paint, because he's covered, still covered in the clown's grease paint, right? He's a giant dragon covered in the clown's grease paint. But under that, I can see a smaller tattoo of a dragon forming on his back.
Oh no.
My god.
Is he in the Yakuza?
Gary, I think this might be Nickel Jimbolis-san, the Dark Dragon of Dojima.
No!
Oh, no. And even worse, he wants to play Mahjong.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how to play Mahjong.
It's fine, Gary. Let me send you a link to the Mahjong Efficiency Trainer by UO Forest on itch.io.
It's never too late to learn about something you're not even beginning to be interested in.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. It's going to be really good.
Efficiency. Just
hit run. Oh. This is teaching us how to be more efficient.
Okay, I'm running the trainer.
Yeah, we're running trainer. I do need you to go into the settings and make sure that your allowed tiles include honors.
Okay, now they do. Honors are in.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I need to change? All right.
I think that's everything. I think I remember being something that had to be set on this.
Okay, I've hit new hand now that honors are around.
Yeah. All right. I've got my new hand. All right, Gary, what's your Dora indicator?
My Dora indicator.
You're going to have to mouse over to see the translations.
You don't want me to describe it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It's two like flower plates, one stacked up on top of another one.
Okay, good, like, good. What's your seat wind?
This is, I'm going to describe as kind of a drawing of a rib cage.
Okay, yeah.
But with really splayed hips, like a broken rib cage, and then a very narrow collarbone and just a jawbone on it.
All right, so is that south wind? East wind, okay. Yeah. All right, so Gary, obviously the goal, this is Richie Mahjong. This is Japanese Mahjong, not Chinese Mahjong.
Thank God.
No, it's much worse and much more complicated. It's so fucking complicated and stupid. I had to learn this game, not just for Yakuza games, but also there used to be a game called Ninja versus Snake Man I played.
Or Have Billy to is versus doing Snake. A lot of work.
Billy versus Snake Man. They hid content behind learning how to play Mahjong.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very simple, Gary.
Yep. We've discarded zero tiles. There are 121 tiles left in the wall. Sounds great.
Okay, so all we have to do is between the two of us make an effective Mahjong hand before the Dark Dragon of Dojima kills us.
Okay.
Who, to be clear, again, is a white grease paint covered dragon with clown makeup on his face and serious eyebrows and a tattoo of a dragon on his own back.
Yeah.
Okay, so all you have to do is make three sets of three and then a pair.
Okay.
No, four sets of three and then a pair. And also, we do have to get some Yaku.
Is a Yaku?
Gary, get some Yaku.
What is a Yaku?
It's special conditions I don't remember all of them. The easiest one is to have a triplet of your seat wind.
Okay.
I have or of one the round wind. I've got one of my seat wind. I've got an east, and you've got an east.
Yep.
So we've got two easts, so that's good. You got any dragons, Gary?
I don't have anything that looks like a dragon.
Mouse over.
Oh, no,
you
I
got
a green dragon.
I have a green dragon. Excellent. Okay. We've got two green dragons. We're kicking ass here, man.
We're doing it. I have two single dinner plates myself. So if you have a dinner plate, we got a triple of dinner plates, which is the one of circles, according to Mousing Over.
Yeah, that's not going to be very helpful. That's fine. So the triplets either need to be matches or they need to be sequences. Of the existing of a suit. And also, we're going to have to just pretend that he's discarding stuff every turn so that we can... Gary, the whole point, we really want to pawn this guy and then Ron him.
Okay.
Because our alternative is to have to sumo him.
Okay.
And that's harder. And either way, we're going to have that Yaku. So keep an eye out for those dragons and those east winds. So let's go ahead and click a tile to discard. I'm going to get rid of characters, I think, on this one. Characters not welcome in my hand.
I got a character. I can get rid of that.
I drew another green. All right, Gary, I drew another green dragon.
I got a white dragon.
Useless.
Yep.
Pointless. Nothing. Do you have any? Okay. All right. So we're just going to have to communicate. I'm going to work on dinner plates, okay?
Okay. What dinner plates?
I have a 3, 4, a 5, and 2 6s. So I've got a set there. 3, 4, and 5 is a set.
Yep. You have 2 6s. I have 2 7s.
Okay, well, that could turn into an... Okay, the 9s are not going to be very helpful.
Oh, I have a 7, 8, 9. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a set.
Yeah. I think the dragons cover us for Yaku, because otherwise what you have to have is either all sets that contain 1s and 9s in them, or no sets that contain 1s and 9s in them.
I don't want to hear you badmouth Magic the Gathering ever again in my life.
Why? What do you mean? We're just playing Mahjong against a... By the way, he casts bone removal on you.
Oh, jeez.
Lucky he didn't cast it on me. He doesn't cast any of this shit on me. That's cool.
No. Well, it's going to be hard to do without
bones. You get to pick the bone.
Oh, any bone. Any individual bone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to choose...
Don't pick skull.
No, I won't pick skull. I also won't pick the small ear bones, because those are important for not puking. I'm going to pick my pinky bone, the tip of my pinky bone.
Okay. Gary, real fast, do you want to imagine with me what it would look like if you just clicked delete on a skull? What would happen to the head?
I have seen similar things in like gonzo horror movies of people doing that. Oh, I think it would look a lot like that, basically.
Okay. All right. We got to discard again.
Okay. I'm going to discard this white dragon.
Oh, I pulled a white dragon. Shit.
Okay. Well, oh, but I got another green dragon.
Yeah, we're good on green. Okay. I threw away a carrot. How are you on bamboo, Gary?
I've got a 2 and an 8 of bamboo.
Oh, I have 8s. We have a 7 and 8.
I apologize. Not 2, you not an 8.
You piece of shit.
I might flip this table.
Sorry. I can't handle
trying to learn Mahjong, the game in the world I least want to learn, and get yelled at.
Gary,
you must choose one.
Gary, I admit I shouldn't have yelled twice, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you have to choose. I can still leave.
Okay.
It's a fun game we're doing. I can hang up the call. So I have a 2 and a 6 of bamboo.
The 6 means nothing to me. Let's discard. You lost another pinky bone.
Okay. Should I discard?
Oh, I got another east. Did you have an east?
I have 2 easts. 2 east dragons. Or no, 2 green dragons. Sorry. I think I discarded my... Let me see if I got an east. I have an east. I have an east.
Okay. All right. So we have... Okay. So
I haven't discarded anything yet because I don't know what I should be discarding. Is green dragon no longer relevant?
How many green dragons do you have?
2.
You can get rid of 1.
I will. Okay. Now I have another 2 of bamboo.
Cool.
I have an east wind. I have 2 2s in bamboo, 2 9s of circles, native circle, 7, 2 7s of circles, 5 of circle, 2 1s of circle. Circle heavy.
Is this good audio?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I have a 3, 4, 5 of circles. So that's 1 set. We only need 4 sets in a pair.
Okay.
3, 4, 5 is a set.
I've got a pair. I've got several pairs.
Yeah.
Well, why does that not matter? I thought we were going through the things.
We only need 1 pair, so we're good on pairs.
Okay, we're good on pairs.
Pairs are easy to generate.
Combining
2 people's whole hands is so much easier than trying to do this with 1.
I imagine hand. So.
And also, we don't have to worry about anybody pawning us, Gary.
So why shouldn't we have my 7, 8, 9 of circles as a set?
The 7, 8, 9 of circles is fine because we got the Yaku from the Green Dragon.
What is a Yaku?
It's a special condition you also have to fulfill before you can go out. You have to have at least 1 Yaku in order to be able to go out while also fulfilling the basic conditions of having four sets and a pair.
Okay. So we've already, the run we've already established. In this case,
one of the Yakus can be having a dragon. Okay. Having a set of dragons.
Okay.
So we've got, okay, so I'm just trying to count how many sets we have.
Yep.
We've got three winds, three east winds, right?
Yep.
That's a set. That's also a Yaku. Having your seat wind be have a triplet of that is also a Yaku. So we're going to score so many points, Gary, when we go out here.
Excellent.
So that's one. All right, I've got a set, a 3-4-5 set. So that's two sets. We have three green dragons. That's a third set. We need one more set. Do you have another set? You do, right?
I do. I have a five or a 7-8-9 rather of circles.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, and then you have a pair?
I do have a pair.
Fire it, Gary! Fire the Mahjong hand at Nicol Jimbolus, the Dark Dragon of Jojima.
Okay, is there a button or is this Theater of the Mind?
It's Theater of the Mind.
Okay, I didn't know if I had to, like, there's a thing that, no, like, it's okay, score
no,
me.
No, I know.
It's okay, I fire the Mahjongs at him. Like,
This efficiency trainer is good. It can't know what things I've said to you magically.
That is true. Get on it, it's AIO. Jesus.
Yeah, come on, you Flurris.
Yeah. We fired it. It's a good hand.
Yeah, good no. Oh, man, Gary, it took away another quarter of his health.
Thank Christ.
He's mutating. Oh, but before he mutates, Gary, he hits you so... Oh, God, Gary, no!
Ow! Oh, but I'm flesh now. It might not hurt. It might be like hitting a bat.
Oh, my God, he died. Gary died. What will I do without Gary? My God.
Gary, you are in a white void.
Mm-hmm.
In all directions, you can see nothing, except slowly approaching you is a vehicle of some sort.
Is it a bus?
The bus arrives.
It's time to pay the fare.
The door opens.
I step onto the
bus. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a ticket?
I think I do.
Are you? What's your name, sir?
Gary Butterfield.
You're Gary Butterfield. Hi. Hi. I'm the bus driver.
Hey. Nice to meet you, bus driver man.
I'm just a boy. I'm just a boy that someone was cruel to once.
Yeah.
The bus is pretty crowded today. We've got a lot of people who were, you could say, discarded before their time, before they had a chance to really explain what their bit was, or for their voice to become boring to do or hear.
I can think of a lot of voices that I came up with that is true.
I think I can hear some echoing from the back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you would do some of those voices.
We just want to make sure we ride this bus completely. We got to make sure that we have the entire experience.
So, is that the due diligence guys? Is that I think they had better voices than that.
That's one of the.
I thought they were like cool or something. I don't remember.
No, they're doing due diligence. They were slackers.
Okay, that was that a slacker voice to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, listen. People will be unkind to you in life. You have to understand this. People are going to be unkind to you, little friend. They're going to tell you your voice sounds like other voices.
Do you still think my voice sounds like another voice?
Not right now, because you're kind of doing like a sultry version of it.
Well, I've had some time on the bus to have some...
Purity?
I've seen a lot of other people's formative sexual experiences while not having any of my own.
Is that why I'm here?
Is what why you're here?
To give you a formative sexual experience?
Definitively not.
No? I mean, I don't think so. I think that the bus only plays Girl for Me, Panina.
Is that... Yeah. Sometimes there's so much Ipanema going that I can't hear the motor of the bus.
The due diligence guy has gotten the Ipanema pretty good.
Oh, yeah. What would that sound like?
Okay. Well, Gary, are you sure that it's your time?
I don't want it to be.
Look at the... But there's a ticket in your hand, Gary, and it either says eternity or finish the labyrinth. I can't go back. I was killed so efficiently and with such cruelty, and then on two separate occasions across multiple years, my murderer was given a chance to bring me back.
Yeah.
At one point, at the cost of $5.
Have you ever considered...
And he declined.
When it comes to murder, that sometimes people don't regret a murder?
I guess so. I was.
It's not that everybody who's ever murdered wishes they could bring the person they murdered back.
Gary, the question is, to remain at play within the field of living fluid consciousness, or to turn and face down evil one last time, Grant Morrison?
I think
All-Star Superman 12, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right. Best Superman comic.
It's really good.
A very controversial opinion, but...
What are the people going to say? Whatever happened to truth, justice in the American...
Yeah, whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
See, that one's... I was thinking of the one with Manchester Black.
Yeah, I like that one. I mean, I like those...
It's fine. It's fine. It's pretty heavy-handed.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy-handed. Well, you're really sticking to the authority.
Right. What a huge middle finger lifted.
Yeah,
specifically to that one.
To Stormwatch. Book. Yeah. Good job.
You got him. Yeah. You got him, Grant.
You fucking got him. Yeah.
Got their butts.
I would like to finish the labyrinth. Does it necessitate bringing you back to life? Or no, will it somehow result in it?
No, Gary. I drive the bus now.
Okay. I'm going back to the labyrinth.
Someday.
I'm back in it.
I thought of this as a big climb. You're kind of already walking. He's walked away. I'm talking to myself. Yeah. He's walked. All right.
Good luck with having sex sometime.
I hope not. I'm a child forever. Hey, you guys back there, please stop sucking each other's due diligence. I don't have the rights to The Girl from Ipanema, and I'm worried about it getting a copyright strike.
Gary, wake up! Gary, wake up!
Oh, I was in this horrible place.
Yeah?
It was a white void.
Not diversity at all. Oh, God, no, terrible! After Labor Day?
Yes. Absolutely. It was like Portland. So
trenchant, very trenchant. Ooh.
And there are two guys who are sucking each other off to absolute completion,
like Portland.
Like Portland was sucking itself off to absolute completion.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride to the due diligence guys.
Oh, Gary, the tulpa. While you were dead, the tulpa mutated again.
Oh, okay. I may have closed my Gmail. Let me. Go back.
Sure. I may have closed my Gmail. Sure. So, Gary, it's... I had a lot of ROMs on the computer where the labyrinth is stored.
Makes sense. Do I have my bones back? When I'm
Yeah, you got all your bones back.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, you come back with full health, full bones. Phew. So, in some ways, the new version... So, if you look over there, he's shrunk down. He's still a dragon... covered in grease paint with serious eyebrows, but he now walks on his hind legs like a man, and he's got kind of like a don't hit me face.
Okay.
But he's still taller than you, Gary.
Is it Zach Woods?
Gary, it's famed improviser Zach Woods.
No.
The Office.
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah.
Funny guy.
Not much lately.
Just a couple funny TikToks.
A couple of funny TikToks, sure. A
couple of okay TikToks. Probably done some dates in L.A.
Gary, we're having fun, but no, it's Nickel Jim Glass Jolas, the dark dragon of Punch-Out!Ma.
You know what? Zach Woods is not that far from Glass Joe.
Mean, what a what's a random shade thrown.
But if someone were going to play Glass Joe in a movie... Like, I don't think we knew better casting than Zach Woods.
Someone should tell him.
Yeah.
Gary, it's the final phase of the boss fight. You're so close. Only you... I don't have fists because of bones.
Sure.
Only you can finish this. Now, I'll tell you, Glass Joe has been practicing.
Does he have that little helmet he gets in the Wii version?
He has the little helmet. Fuck. That's right. Fuck. Okay, so just go ahead. You can throw a left jab, a right jab. You can hold down to block, or you can throw an uppercut.
I'm going to wait for him to attack and then dodge.
He waits infinitely.
Okay, I will do an uppercut, right uppercut, while being prepared to dodge if he has a counter.
Oh, sorry. So, Gary, it's left jab, right jab, uppercut,
okay.
Or kind of the or block.
Okay.
Which is down. Yes. What?
Right jab.
He deflects it and counters it and hits you block. So hard you go back to the beginning of this phase.
This is very funny.
Pretty proud moment in the shower for this one.
That's real funny. That's really, really funny. I don't think I kept it.
Really? You didn't fucking keep it?
I didn't think... You know what? I didn't have faith in you to do something this recursive. This is very funny.
Should I fucking send it to you, man?
Yeah, I mean... I've gotten the joy out of... Sincere, you heard those deep belly laughs.
Yeah, those sincere, were real laughs.
Real laughs. You return to the beginning of the punch out for the next 10 minutes. We'll spend less, I think.
Yeah. I'm glad you got it the first time, because I intentionally didn't say it in the cadence.
Yeah. Yeah. No, very good. This is very funny. Left.
Can I say it once? Can you get it wrong so I can say it once?
Yeah. Block.
You return to the beginning of the phase!
No, Glass Joe has been practicing. If I lost 100 times, I get the helmet, which allow me to bypass one mistake, I think.
Yeah, nice.
Left.
Ooh,
buddy blue, buddy blue, buddy blue. Right, left, right.
Ooh, ooh.
Right.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Left, right, left. Oh, shit. Return to the beginning of the phase.
Return to the beginning of the phase. Gary, I want to be clear.
I'm so tired.
You're so tired. Everybody, he's so tired.
I'm so tired. It's
you know what? Glass Joe lets that one through. You're at the end. Do the last hit.
Up. Thanks, Glass Joe.
You uppercut him. You uppercut his head clean the fuck off.
Oh, yeah. That's what
Gary, meant. You've defeated Kefka.
Thank God. Oh, finally. And Glass Joe, and Jimbo, and Mahjong. I defeated Mahjong.
You defeated Mahjong.
Yeah. Next up,
and
chess.
Nicole Bolas.
And Nicole Bolas. Yeah. Feels good.
Gary, damn it. I got nothing left to throw at you, man. Do you want to kill me?
I would like to sand your pelvis bone. You have to grant me a boon, and that's the one I choose.
Oh, yeah, I genuinely was going to grant you one wish within the power of me or the other person in my body to grant.
I would like you, Casey Kasem Skeleton.
Sure.
To climb up into these stirrups and stay there until I say otherwise.
You could have asked me genuinely asked Will for something to do with the show or something. Or
no, I know, but on the spot though, you know.
Yep.
I didn't want to, you know. What if I said something that was on the spot, but ended up actually hurting your feelings real bad?
I don't know, man. What if?
I mean, it's not my intent. That's not what I want. Okay. After everything we've been through. I just want you to let me sand it down. I want to make you the way I'm going to pay this forward. The lesson I'm teaching the skeleton of Casey Kasem is that despite all the slings and arrows of bullshit that he threw at me, I am still doing him this kindness and a kindness to his future lovers, because I still believe in the future for him. It's never too late. You're only 46. There's still time. You're only 44. There's still time, rather.
Yeah. It does get more grim every year.
Yeah, it does get a little less believable every year. The yeah.
Gary, can I have a wish as you be? I'm going to play sanding sounds in the background here.
Yeah, as long as sanding's going on. Yeah. Or like Hey Sandy by like Clarice. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, for the Pete and Pete theme song.
Yeah.
Hey Sandy. Yeah, can you do another Cutthroat Kitchen episode? Those were fun.
Those are fun. I'd do that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Why not?
Just think about it. Well, we good, right?
Yeah. Can the
skeleton be on them?
Sure.
No skeleton.
I'm feeling very permissive. I'm beaten down. Would you just want to do the second one?
Is DJ Chef in the second? We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Anywho, and it would like,
go credits are rolling on the Labyrinth. Playing very sad
music. You know?
Created by your imagination. Yeah, well, you did get the bad fucking ending because you didn't bring Puggy back to goddamn life.
Yeah, you know, but sometimes the cure is worse than the disease.
I understand. You made your choices.
Yeah.
Let's check the executive producer, the skeleton of Frank Welker.
Oh, hey!
Yeah.
Love it. Is there a post-credits scene?
No, man, this isn't some Marvel bullshit.
And those have happened before Marvel, and they'll happen well after.
Okay, Marvel, but Marvel popularized it a lot.
They did.
What post credit sequence?
Lame white Nick Fury to come recruit the skeleton of Casey Kasem for the Avengers.
Okay, everyone, imagine that happening. Yep. I don't want to do it. Imagine it happened. I wrote 12 goddamn episodes of The Labyrinth, and Gary wrote them by being here. Active participant, active, couldn't do it without him. Love this motherfucker.
Oh yeah, see, I got through to you.
I love this dumb
and look
bitch.
You're so smooth down there now.
It felt good too. I came like a bunch of times.
Right, genital manipulation feels good. Happy Pride, let's go at it.
Let's go,
you know what, let's put a little music on for this finale.
Little Ipanema?
Yeah, let's break in, buddy.
Hold on.
First one's on me. Here's one for the road. Yeah.
Can someone get this skeleton a cum?
It's me! You know, would nice work as a finale show. For the podcast.
Possibly lovely, the girl from Ipanema does something. Ah! Who the fuck are you?
Greetings, skeleton. It's me, Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
From before Mark Miller.
Oh. What do you want?
I'm here to ask if you'd like to be part of something that we're calling the characters in Nish.
You got something in your throat? Holy shit, something's climbing out of his mouth! Holy shit! Holy shit, he exploded! Oh my god! Who the fuck are you and why were you inside White Nick Fury?
Oh, you don't need to worry about that. You see, I've just been trapped on a bus ride for a very long time. But then I heard a very familiar voice say something about your wonderful labyrinth, and I thought, ooh, that'd be a fun place to inhabit with all sorts of lovely rules to follow and make other people follow. So I just waited for a new character to get thrown away, and I climbed inside his mouth and hitched a little ride, and here I am!
You crawled out of that dude's mouth and made him explode. What manner of man are you?
Why, I'm no manner of man at all, Mr. Skeleton of Casey Kasem. In fact, you can call me the boy.